This weekend was the start of a sprint to the finish line for State Senator Catherine Pugh. And for the occasion, she swapped her usual heels for blue and white running shoes. But she said the shoes are a regular part of her routine.
I'm a runner. Start at the bottom of a marathon. Come on.
Pugh donned the shoes for the James Mosher Baseball Opening Day Parade, after which she was one of several elected officials to throw a ceremonial first pitch. She seemed to operate at a sprint all of Saturday. Her schedule was packed with events, from interviews to endorsements to a get-out-the-vote event at Coppin State University. Even during the James Mosher Parade, Pugh was constantly on the move, reluctant to pass up the opportunity to shake a voter's hand and pose for a picture.
All right. How are you? And really, I hope you get it.
Oh, I pray that you get it.
All right.
Pugh's campaign manager, Anthony McCarthy, said the candidate's presence in the community is key in the final days.
So it's very exciting. I mean, we're coming right up in the end days before the primary, and it really does make a difference that people can reach out, touch, and see the person they want to be mayor, whether it's our candidate, Catherine Pugh, or someone else.
Pugh said she plans to keep the momentum right up until the end.
You'll see the same thing that we've been doing for the last at least 4, 5, or 6 months. That's knocking on doors, talking to people, running like we're 10 points behind, delivering our message to the public about moving our city forward and not backwards.
The finish line is in sight, regardless of who comes in first. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.